This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. Brazilian authorities are investigating the cause of the fiery plane crash that killed 62. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
An ATR 72 twin-engine turboprop belonging to the local airline Vopas was heading for Sao Paulo's international airport with 58 passengers and four crew members when it went down in the city of Vinhedo. Images recorded by witnesses showed the aircraft in a flat spin and plunging vertically before smashing to the ground and catching fire. A report from a Brazilian TV network said it confirmed the possibility of the formation of ice in the region, and local media said experts are pointing to ice buildup as a possible cause for the crash. But earlier reports said the plane's pilots didn't call for help nor say they were operating under adverse weather conditions. Authorities say the plane's black box has been recovered and that after an investigation, the cause of the crash will be fully explained to the Brazilian people. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A group of women, nearly all Muslims and ethnic minorities, took part in a self-defense class on Saturday organized in response to riots targeting migrants in Britain. Organizer Maya Hassan said the event was designed to help women know what to do if they faced abuse. Olivia Zelino reports.
Organizer Hassan says while she wants participants to be prepared, she also wants to build a sense of community.
The aim is mainly people having the knowledge that they are not alone out there and there are resources out there to report hate crimes. There are resources out there to have community solidarity.
Stand up! Fight back!
For a fourth day in a row on Saturday, counter-protesters far outnumbered anti-migration demonstrators in several towns and cities. Thousands of police officers are on duty in case violence flares up.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Mexican drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada has said that he was ambushed and kidnapped when he thought he was going to meet the governor of the northern state of Sinaloa. Zambada said in a two-page letter released Saturday by his lawyer that he was taken against his will to the United States. The letter said that fellow drug lord Joaquin Guzman Lopez asked Zambada to attend a meeting on July 25th with local politicians, including Sinaloa Governor Ruben Rocha Moya from the ruling party Morena. Rocha's office didn't immediately reply to a request for comment on Saturday. Debbie finally moved out of the United States, though risk from flooded rivers remains. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Parts of the Northeast were left with major flooding after Tropical Storm Debbie made its final stop before leaving the U.S. Westfield, Pennsylvania resident Cindy Pierce.
We lost everything down back, swimming pool, kids, swing set. But our house is safe and we're safe. That's all that matters.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane in Florida Monday before being downgraded. Officials say the death toll is at least 9, most in vehicle accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey has reinstated access to Instagram after more than a week of being blocked nationwide. The country barred access to Instagram on August 2nd without providing a specific reason. Government officials later said the ban was imposed because the social media platform failed to abide by Turkish laws. Turkey's transportation and infrastructure minister said Saturday that Instagram officials assured Turkey its requests would be met. He said the accounts owned by quote, terrorist organizations would be banned, and all content promoting such organizations would be removed. He singled out groups, including the PKK, or Kurdistan Workers' Party, an outlawed group that has waged a decades-long insurgency to establish an autonomous region in southeast Turkey. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.